Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The 65th Monterey Jazz Festival is this weekend, with headliners including the likes of Herbie Hancock, Diane Reeves, and Thundercat. Each year, the festival also features several student bands, like the Next Generation Women in Jazz Combo, which was created back in 2019 to feature top high school female jazz players from across the country. Only six students get in, and this year, two of them happen to be from right here in Sacramento. Not only that, but they also have been going to the same summer music camp for several years. Cap Radio's Excellence in Jazz host Avery Jeffrey recently sat down with the two students to discuss their journey to Monterey.
The Tea Garden Jazz Camp is a long-standing Sacramento tradition and has been going since 1986. It's a summer music program for teens to learn traditional jazz and early Americana, and it's supported by the Sacramento Jazz Education Foundation. When you go to camp, you learn music theory and improvisation, and you get to be in your own jazz band.
They make it such a welcoming environment, and they put you with people that are the same level as you, and they all really want you to get better.
That's Salome Ospina. Her and Paloma Cobb Silva are two longtime campers and now high schoolers who have been selected to perform at this year's Monterey Jazz Festival as a part of the Next Generation Women in Jazz Combo. Paloma Cobb Silva will be playing clarinet in the band.
I'm a senior at Rio Americano High School. I started playing the clarinet in fourth grade. I went to Detterding Elementary School. There, it's actually required to be in the band program. They start everyone on the recorders, the little plastic recorders. For some reason, I just seem to excel at the recorder. My band director pulled me aside. She wanted to promote me to an actual instrument. So I chose the clarinet because it seemed the most like the recorder. I actually taught myself how to play music off of YouTube because I wasn't able to afford any classical lessons.
Salome Ospina is playing piano in the group.
I am a junior and I go to Rio Americano High School. My parents are both musicians. I've been surrounded by music even before I was born. And I started playing piano when I was six. I played classical, entirely classical, until about when COVID started. I was never really in a school band until I came to Rio. And I feel really fortunate to have found a place at Rio where I can use my abilities.
So tell me exactly how the two of you met.
We went to the Tea Garden Jazz Camp, yep. Which is an amazing jazz camp ran by the Sacramento Jazz Education Foundation. I went summer before eighth grade, her summer before seventh grade. That's technically where we met. So it's a week-long camp up in Sly Park.
They make it such a welcoming environment. And they put you with people that are the same level as you, and they all really want you to get better. The amount of time you spend with your band, you start to form a relationship with the other musicians, and that's all that jazz is about, being able to communicate.
When I went, that was the first time I was ever had the access to jazz education like that. That's really what sparked it for me and what made me realize how amazing jazz is.
The camp is sponsored by the Sacramento Jazz Education Foundation, and they also sponsor a youth honor band that you're both members of. Tell me about that.
Yeah, TNT.
TNT.
The New Traditionalists. So we've been in it for a minute, and it's just such a fun band to be a part of and to be able to play the traditional style of jazz. I'm so fortunate to do that because that's my passion.
In this band, we rehearse weekly, and just having that consistency and being able to play music with other high schoolers is just amazing.
And then we get opportunities to play gigs around town,
yeah.
And it's really fun.
So tell me, how does it feel to know you're playing at Monterey this year?
Well, for me, it's just an absolute dream come true. I've actually been trying to get into this group ever since freshman year. And now that I'm a senior, it's kind of a big accomplishment. It seems like there's just so much opportunity for us at this festival with having the chance to meet musicians our age from all across the country. It's just such a blessing.
Just the fact that it's a 6-person combo, right, from the whole country, but I've known someone that's in this combo. We go to the same school.
Which is, it's just really awesome that we both get this opportunity.
Are there rehearsals for this? Do you have any idea what you're going to be playing at all?
We have a few rehearsals with the band, but it's mostly master classes. Our leader, Katie Thoreau, said we get 6 hours of rehearsal time.
I'm lucky enough to be able to practice with Paloma.
Yeah, we're really lucky. We've been practicing a lot. In regards to the music we're playing, Salome has a composition, an original composition. I have an original composition. And a lot of the girls in the group are arranging tunes, too.
We have a lot of ideas, but I think in the end we're going to do either mostly or entirely compositions and arrangements.
Paloma and Salome's talents for performing and composing have landed them a spot at Monterey. But they also play all over town in and around Sacramento, both in TNT and in their own groups. Places like Old Sac, Xochimilco Mexican Restaurant, and Straw Hat Pizza.
We were also lucky enough last year to go to the GEN Conference, which is
Jazz Education Network.
Huge deal, right? Yeah. Incredible experience. We went to Orlando, Florida to play and to just go watch and learn from a bunch of amazing people.
How would you describe the Sacramento music scene?
I think it has a little bit of everything, honestly.
It does.
And it's also very small. Once you get into it, you can meet everybody and you kind of see everybody everywhere at different times. And it's a really tight community.
Everyone is just kind. And if you go up to them, talk to them, ask them a question, they all really want to give back. And they're also really enthusiastic when they see people our age going to their shows.
People are definitely very supportive. It just makes playing music fun.
That's what it's all about.
Performing at Monterey Jazz Festival, it's a pretty big deal, no doubt inspiring. What advice would you give to other young women who want to get into playing jazz?
My biggest piece of advice would be to keep going and not give up. There have been many cases where girls kind of start quitting music through high school because of the pressures of being a woman in jazz. It can be very scary, and there are a lot of horror stories. But if this is what you love doing, and you know you want to do it, then you got to do it. And know that there is a very big community of women in jazz. We all love each other and support each other. Just don't give up.
For Cap Radio Classical and Jazz, I'm Avery Jeffrey.
The Next Generation Women in Jazz Combo will perform twice at the Monterey Jazz Festival, once on Saturday and again on Sunday. You can see the entire schedule at MontereyJazzFestival.org. Back here in Sacramento, though, you can hear Paloma Cobb Silva on October 20th at Twin Lotus Thai performing the music of Art Blakey. And look out for Salome Ospina in the upcoming season of the Camellia Symphony. Information on how to get your student involved in the Tea Garden Jazz Camp with the Sacramento Jazz Education Foundation is at sacjef.org. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Claire Morgan. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.